Beginning the Quran daven sech the site that daven in Beis. The beginning of Beis. We're going to test them out. The beginning of the Gemara. May papi bechad nani. This Goliath was born from 100 papi and 1 nani. Now, Bishami perkechad zah Gemara on the Gemara that bechayav and Hashem Tali, that the woman who had bia with a man before 3 months was over from her first marriage. So not sure, was that child from the first, and was she forbidden to the second man or not? So chayav Hashem Tali. Now, Hashemamin that you learn from there. Sheish misabegas b'chayzeges misabegas. You learn that obviously a woman can become pregnant and then become pregnant again. And Hashemamin that sheish misabegas b'chayzeges ka'achas. That a woman cannot become pregnant from two people at the same time. And that's what relates over there to know, was it from the first husband, from the second husband? If you wait, you know for sure it was not from the second husband. But a pligal rabban da'gadta. It disagrees with Rabban of the Gadita, because Rabban of the Gadita, they say, based on the pasuk in our Gemara, what's Mamarachas Pelishtim? It's from Memea Arlois Pelishtim, from these 100 uncircumcised Philistines, Shehedaba, Mea Arlois Pelishtim, which Amr Rabbi, Mesanya, says, Belay Peligan. It's not disagreeing with our Gemara, that actually, Nisrucha Zera, if this seed did not disintegrate yet, Ha'ish Misaberes Mishne B'nei Adam Ka'achas, then a woman could become pregnant from two at the same time. Meaning, that Reb Masanya says that, oh, this is the Shami saying that does not disagree with, I thought you cannot become pregnant from two people. So how is it that Goliath was born from 100 Philistines? So if the seed didn't spoil yet, so Ish Mesabesh Mishne Yad Mekachas, and it was all on the same night, and you're right, women cannot become pregnant with two people at the same time. So Zem Mashma, this sounds like Shakul and Meyu Hoya Avoysa. Now, says Tysus, from this, it all sounds like that all these 100 were his fathers. Shani Makul and Sabayimah were saying that from all of them, his mother became pregnant. So Tysus, that's Nabaloika Pesh Rashi, that's not like the way Rashi explains. Because Shapir, she explains, Bechadnani, he says that, actually, what does that mean, Chadnani? Shechmem Aviv, that one of them was his father, and other 100 were not. So, that obviously, here we see that no, all 100 were. So, that's not like Rashi. So, based on what we're saying, that that they did not, so Pirsh Aruch explains, it says, so, meaning, if you're saying all 100 were his father. So what does Nani mean? Not like Rashi that says it's his father. So rather, Nani means a kelab, a dog. Actually, 100 men and one dog cohabited with her. Says that that night that Arpa took leave from her mother-in-law, this Arba Gaishal Mayban the Adam, there was a troop of 100 people that became involved with her. This was in the pasuk. When Madabi Imam, he was speaking with them. He isha abinayim agoyimer mimarochas plishtim. What does mean mimarochas? Mimaris ksev, meaning mimeya arlois plishtim, from 100 uncircumcised Philistines, is that he was born because it was from that night. Reb Tudchum Ami says avkelav achad. There was also one dog. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Vayimah plishtim aldo." But avkelav anayich begoyim. You think I'm a dog? Which yeah, because it's one of the his seed was from a dog. Suhasam, moreover, it says over there that by Yisatziv Arboim Yoim, that he sat there for 40 days until David killed him. He says, because B'schar Arboim Kasir Shalcha Arpa Machamaisa, the merit of the 40 steps that Arpa took with her mother in law, not Lilabna Arboim Yoim, her son's death was suspended for a period of 40 days. Next to his master, with the words of Imam, Nesha Hashem, because Hashem's name, because Hashem and all his other descriptions were placed in Aron, that was what means Hashem goes in front of you to fight the war. Now, Tesefta brings the pasuk Hashem lekechem ha'hil kemachem, that Ze Hashem hanasim aron. This refers to the name that's placed in the aron. Shlomo says in the pasuk Vishlach leisam Moshe v'goymer, that Malama just teaches Shai Pinchas Meshuach Machama, that you had by the war Pinchas who was anointed for the war, and when it says v'kliyak kaidish, the holy vessel Ze aron, that refers to the aron. So that's what it means, that this was Hashem that went in fight for the war. Yeshem, some say actually no, Kliya Kodesh actually Elu Bigdei Kodesh refers to the kind of garments. That makes sense. Bigdei Hakodesh Ashla Aaron, and that's why we're not with them to the war. Peter ben Lakish, I mean, he says Beza Reinus Hayimam. There was two arks that they had with them. Zesh Yitzman Muhammad, the one that went out to war, Hayim Beshiva Luchas, had the broken Luchas, which might have been the broke. That makes sense. Bazi Bisa Maharashem Agaima, and Zesh Shahaya Imahin, the one that they had with them, Hayim Beshiva tried to save a turn inside. That makes sense. Bazi Bepi Lalis Agaima. And Mishal Mirin, actually, Aron Echaray, there was only one Aron, not two Aronis, like the Tosefta says. And it's printed, Me'ilat Tosin, the Matasi Yisra, from this Tosin, I didn't find more, and this is where the taste in Masechta Sota stopped. Hanaloch, Masechta Sota with Tesis.